Welcome to episode 1021. It's Monday, March 30th, and you're listening to the Geek at Geek News Central. This show is sponsored in part by GoDaddy.com and listeners like you. Pick up a domain name for just $1.49 or get $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain at GoDaddy. All my GoDaddy specials can be found at GeekNewsCentral.com/GoDaddy. Start supporting this show today by becoming a GNC Insider at GeekNewsCentral.com/Insider. Hey, everyone, got a great show lined up for you today. Of course, we're part of the Tech Podcast Network. Got a great show. You know what's coming next. Strap in. Here it comes.
All right, people, I need a go, no-go for the Geek News Central Podcast. Digital archive recorders.
We're go fly.
Microphone.
We're go fly.
Video feed.
Go.
Web browser.
Go.
RSS data stream aggregator.
Go fly.
Interflux Toddism suppressor.
All right, I'm confused.
Host readiness check.
Welcome to the show. Welcome to the show.
The Geek News Central Podcast is a proud member of the Tech Podcast Network. If it's tech, it's here. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we are ready to go. Cue Todd in...
5.
Button, who's got the button?
4.
There's no cause for alarm.
3.
Everybody hold on to something.
2.
Just press the button.
1.
It's showtime.
Aloha and welcome to Geek News Central. Of course, my name is Todd Cochran. I want to welcome you to the show. Got a great, great lineup of content tonight. But very first thing here, I want to give a warm welcome to all the longtime listeners and viewers of the show. Thanks for being here. Thanks for being part of the Ohana. And of course, thanks for staying subscribed and tuning in every Monday and Thursday when I record this, or actually when I release it every Tuesday and Friday. So thanks for being here. And of course, if you're brand new to the show, really the best way to get engaged with the audience here and with the show is by going over to geeknewscentral.com and just subscribing to the show right there, second column of the website. On iTunes or via your Android device with your podcatcher. And, of course, we want you to get signed up for the newsletter as well. There's a link for that a little bit further down underneath the important links section. So definitely get hooked up and get subscribed to the show and stay connected. That's a great way to never miss a single episode is by doing all of the above. Well, I'll be honest with you. I'm back here in Honolulu. I'm a little bit, we got back with the kids and I told my wife, I said, I'm a little punchy tonight, a little jet laggy still. Talk about my flight back from Washington, D.C. here in a minute. But yeah, just kind of in that mode at this point. So bear with me tonight and hopefully I won't walk you guys in circles here. Hey, as always, you can reach me on Twitter at Geek News, and email address is geeknews@gmail.com. So that's, you know, if you want to reach out and talk to me and share stuff about the show, please do. And of course, we're on Facebook, Google Plus, really any place there's social media, I kind of hang out. So don't be afraid to come out there and hang out. Hey, of course, this show can be watched also on the Tech Podcast channel on the Roku, on Google TV, on Android TV, on just about every set-top box known to man, Chromecast. All you got to do is cast us up on the screen. So just come over to geeknewscentral.com. And of course, if you are on any of those channels, you can basically find me there as well. Hey, tonight's show is sponsored in part by, of course, our good friends over at GoDaddy.com. GoDaddy's been here. Wow, you know, here we are. We're just fast approaching, you know, a full 10 years of sponsorship of this show. And it's pretty exciting to have them still on board and continuing to support bringing great products and services to you and new deals every month. I know we're going to have some continuation of some deals going into April. But, you know, as always, getting a domain name cannot really be any cheaper right off the get-go. By getting $1.49.com on a new or transferred domain by using the promo code GEEK149. And again, all these promo codes can be found at geeknewscentral.com/GoDaddy. And you know, one of the products that GoDaddy's really proud of right now is their website builder. And this is a product that, as we have talked about before, is very, very easy for a business person or someone with absolutely no web-based experience at all, to basically get a website up and online. And the best part is, for $1 a month, for 12 months, you get a domain name. And again, this includes in the package, you get the website builder package itself that includes everything that gets you up online and building a site. And you get hooked up with an email product that you, most of you know very well, Microsoft Outlook email address. And really, this is the way that to get started. And there's all kinds of links in there to be able to add a shopping cart. You name it. If you have a business, this is a really kind of a cool way to kick up the volume. And if you've got a site that's a little long in the tooth, definitely look at this website builder by GoDaddy. Promo code GNCGOT, GNC GOT, GNC Geek News Center, GNC GOT. Get you again $1 a month for 12 months, a domain name, website builder, and the Microsoft Outlook email address. Of course, we've got $1 a month WordPress hosting with a free domain. We've got $1 a month economy hosting with a free domain. All those links are on the website. Press 4, Geeks 12, those are all promo codes. Now, if you get over to GoDaddy, and you forget, oh man, I didn't click on the link on the GoDaddy page at Geek News Central. What was that code? When you get into the shopping cart area, on the almost straight down from underneath where all your itemized stuff will be, at the bottom will be a basically the link to say, do you have a promo code? Click on that and enter the promo code that most applies to the product or service that you're buying. And you'll save a lot of money. I want to thank GoDaddy for being a longtime sponsor here of Geek News Central. And we want you guys to continue to cash in on all these great deals that they continue to bring forth to us. I do want to mention there is a couple of codes on here that are probably at some point in the very near future going to go away. These are some 50% off hosting plans. So be aware that those codes are they're still active right now as I'm checking them, but I don't expect these particular codes to last much longer. So if you want to take a straight up upfront 50% off on one of the normal price product plans, you can do that over at GoDaddy.com. I picked up a domain at a domain auction today. So, there's all kinds of stuff that you can, basically if you're a prospector and you're prospecting for domains, you can do that via the auction sites. And I'm 365 domains, I think, is what my count is right now. I'm up. I was under 200 for a while. Then it's like back up again. So I'm going to have to sell a few. But anyway, thanks GoDaddy for being a sponsor here at GNC. And we want to, of course, again, encourage you guys to get over there. All right. So let me go in my stack here. Had a listener email me tonight. And let me bring up this email so that I want to get this right off at the very beginning of the show. If I don't, I'm going to forget. Well, Dino, one of our longtime listeners, he says, "Hey, Todd, in an effort to give back to the show, I have a brand new, unopened Raspberry Pi Alpha Plus I have laying around that you're welcome to offer as a random giveaway to the audience. I can, of course, handle the shipping for it, etc. Just provide the winner's mailing address, Dino." So he sent that to me via his mobile phone, and I replied back. I said, "Wow, thanks for the offer. And any ideas on how we should run the contest?" And he came back a few minutes later and says, "How about listeners email in how they plan to use it, read the ideas on the air, and the coolest one wins. Or just pick randomly." I think the coolest one wins sounds like a plan to me. So Dina, what we'll do, if you guys, these Raspberry Pis are awesome. They really, really are. And I think the price on them started about $100. So I want to thank Dino for stepping up and offering a prize. This is really, really cool. And he's going to ship it out. And I think what we'll want to do is U.S. and Canada, if it's outside of those two areas, I'll have to help Dina with the shipping. But send me an email, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. Tell me how you're going to use the Raspberry Pi and what's your project that you've got lined up for this thing. This is an awesome, awesome device. I saw one being used the other day to do nothing but put, they were hooking it into, I think, a computer or Anyway, they were putting PowerPress on my mind right now. They're putting PowerPoint presentations up on the screen, and it was just basically using it as the ability to get the video up on the screen. And they were using a Raspberry Pi as the interface. And I don't know exactly how they had it hooked up, but it was pretty cool. But lots of cool ways to lots of cool projects, and just do some Googling around, and you'll find some cool stuff on it. And Adino, again, thanks a lot. I definitely appreciate it, and for supporting the Ohana here. It's greatly appreciated. All right, and my focus right now, obviously, is on the new Media Expo, where the clock is just like screaming. Here we're almost at the end of March. I'm scheduled to fly out to Vegas on Friday, the evening of the 10th of April, and I'm going to be there all week. I'm trying to decide, too, on doing some shows. My schedule's not going to be so hard, so there's potentially going to be some shows that week. They may be like floor interviews and meeting with people like that, so I'll keep you advised. But anyway, my focus is big time on the New Media Expo and NAB. And I'll be out in Vegas. If you're going to be out there, definitely let me know and we can hook up. And it's always great to meet up with the Ohana. One thing I'm going to remind you guys is, this show, Geek News Central, is part of a bigger family here at GNC. And we've got a great team of shows and content. And I want to just take a second, of course, to remind you guys that Don Bain with the Gadget Professor. We've got Jamie Davis with Health Tech Weekly. We got Todd Ani with Elder Divine. We've got Langley with Robot Underpants. And, of course, we've got Rob Greenlee and I with a new media show. And, of course, the new site, Pro Gear Guru site, which we're just starting to kind of kick off. So, really, a lot of great content here. Robot Underpants, Elder Divine, Gadget Professor, Health Tech Weekly, Pro Gear Guru, new media show, and, of course, here at Geek News Central. So definitely check out all the shows. Get subscribed to all of them. We want you to keep it in the family, for a better word. And we definitely want to thank all of you that have subscribed to our family of shows here at Geek News Central. Well, as we're moving into a new season here, and I've kind of implied it a couple of times already, listener support of the show is becoming more and more critical. And we really, at this point, I'm kind of on a timeline on where we want to be on listener support. And I know it's a lot of it's up to me to deliver great shows, make you guys entertained, give you added value. So, if you've been a listener for a while, been listening to the show for a month, 2 months, a year, 2 years, 5 years, 10 years, and you haven't become an insider yet, we definitely want to encourage you to do so. $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, $25 a month. 6.7 cents a day gets you in at $2. And if we had every listener, every listener of the show come in at $2 a month, you would have no idea what we'd be able to accomplish. It would be incredible. Now, $5, we could take this thing into the stratosphere. So, consider coming in at $5 a month. And the goal, the ultimate goal, is to have a combination of people in at $2, $5, $10, $15, $20, or $25, $1,000 to $1,500 of you coming in and supporting the show on a monthly basis. We really can do amazing things together. So hope that you'll consider becoming an insider here at geeknewscentral.com/insider. Hey, I've got a lot of gear that's, just when I came back from D.C., I mean, the office was piled up of stuff. I got a backpack. I got some gear to review, stuff that has to be sent back. It's just like, and I was saying, oh my God, I got to get this all done. So expect a lot of reviews to be coming out of Geek News Central here over the next week as I'm putting all this stuff through the test. The thing I'm using right now that I'm having a little trouble with, that I'm actually a little bit disappointed in, oh, that was nice, is a pretty expensive piece of gear by the folks at Telestream called the Vidu, V-I-D-U. I've got it kind of hooked up. I've been playing with it. Just can't get it to sync right. It's a piece of gear that sits on top of a camera that allows you to live stream, but it's just not doing what it's supposed to do. So I don't know if it's going to get a positive review or not, just from a And the problem is the hookup of the internet hookup is not working good. But anyway, lots of stuff here to get through and through the stack. And so keep an eye out at geeknewscentral.com. A little bit about my trip back. Wasn't really nothing extraordinary. Got to the airport, man, at dark 30, Saturday morning, flew to Denver. Had a very short layover, and then Denver into Honolulu. My wife picked me up pretty quickly after we landed. And my son's senior prom was that night, so she was staying up late to make sure he got home okay. And I'll be honest with you, we got back to the house maybe 4 in the afternoon, Honolulu Standard Time. I had really not slept that much the night before coming out of D.C. And I didn't sleep on the airplane at all. And so about, I really usually made it to about 9 in the evening, 7 o'clock, stuck a fork in me. I was done out in bed. And then woke up at 4:30 in the morning. Sunday morning, we started the new media show at 6 a.m. on Sunday morning. So it's been like nonstop, just kind of doing content and everything else. So, yeah, and then we're going to have 2 weeks home and then boom, back to Vegas. So I'm a glutton for punishment here. All right, let's go ahead and get into the full stack tonight of stuff. I've got a good lineup of content for you. And again, Dino, thanks for that, basically the offer. We've got some other email to get into at the end of the show, but let's go ahead and get into the stack here. Hey, Facebook has basically launched their new building. It's a 430,000 square foot LEED certified building tucked into the train at their site, and has like a lot of green stuff on the roof, and the car garage is underground. And it's massive. It's under 9 acres of grass, complete with 400 trees. But again, it's going to house about 2,800 of the Facebook employees. And I was looking at some of the images, and there wasn't a lot online. Let's see if I can bring a few of these pictures up. This is absolutely an incredible building. I think they spent about $400 million on this thing. So let's see if it's going to come up. So, and, you know, nice materials. Let's see if I can click this without, what's this? Give me something better. Come on, not some artsy stuff. Now let me scroll down here. Here's one of the hallways, just gleaming. Of course, security pads outside all the worker doors. What else is in there? Is that it? I thought I found some more pictures, but beautiful building. And I think now it's just all about street cred. These companies have so much cash, they just get a little bit out of control when they're building their work facilities. But I guess if you have to live in the in Silicon Valley and put up with the price of housing there, and of course the employees don't want to leave. They probably drive in, 2-3 hours and drive in and then work and then 2-3 hours home. That's the way a lot of folks in the Valley do. So. Anyway, we'll see how this, what kind of report comes out, or reports come out of this this new building, the employees actually occupying it, if we get some more pictures. Hey, the U.S. Supreme Court today is basically, they didn't do it like a formal ruling. I guess this was, okay, so what they've done is the Supreme Court has clarified and affirmed that GPS trackers are a form of search and seizure. So it ruled on a Tory Dale Grady versus North Carolina. And this Tory Dale Grady is no, he's why they did ankle bracelets. He's one of these, one of these classic guys that should be wearing a GPS tracking ankle bracelet. But he basically said that he fought North Carolina in this because he said that this is just, it's like being searched all the time wearing that tracking device. But the court did send this back to a lower court. And but the main thing is they're saying is that, putting a tracker on a vehicle or tracker on a person, it does affect your rights underneath the Fourth Amendment. And being that it, you know, it at some point they're going to have to rule on this completely, but it does count as search under the Fourth Amendment. So this is good news from a privacy standpoint. And at some point it's going to come as where law enforcement or not even law enforcement, someone putting a tracker on your vehicle could be grounds for, you know, a lawsuit or dismissal of a court case, all kinds of different things going on here. So, but anyway, that is kind of in the news from the Supreme Court on kind of a techie side slash news site. All right, AT&T's new fiber customers are going to be paying $40 more than Google Fiber users. Well, the reason that AT&T is able to do that is today AT&T launched its gigabit fiber internet service in parts of Cupertino, California. Of course, again, that's right there in the valley. And so what they've done here is Google Fiber and AT&T's UVerse with Gigapower compete head-to-head in Kansas and Austin. AT&T matches Google's $70 per month price for gigabit service as long as you opt in for programless AT&T watch your web browsing and serve up personalized ads. But down in Cupertino, it's $110 because Google's not there. So in Dallas, where AT&T doesn't have to compete with Google, it charges $120 a month for gigabit service. But again, in those markets where Google is competing, the price is $70. We've started to do some things around here to, and I'm looking at every bill. I get every bill in, and if it's a recurring bill that's not necessarily water, if it's something that's, you know, tied to like alarm service, what are we paying for that? How much are we paying for cable? How much are we paying for internet? You know, and really kind of just trying to make sure that we're keeping our spending in check. It's a kind of a self-auditing type thing. And it just amazes me sometimes that I've had price creep on products. And I've had to go back to companies and say, hey, what's going on? And I've been able to renegotiate some rates to bring my bills down quite a bit. I think you should do that every year on every reoccurring bill you have to basically take a look very closely and see, okay, what are we actually spending here and what are we getting for our money? Switching gears here quite a little bit, Russia, and this is kind of a weird one. Over the weekend, the head of the Russian Roscosmos Space Agency dropped a bit of a bombshell on the space world, claiming that it was working with NASA on a replacement for the International Space Station. But today, NASA came back and issued a statement that effectively said, we're not sure what you're talking about. So, did the Russians reveal something that was supposed to be secret, or was this guy talking out of turn? It's kind of an interesting quote coming out of the Russians, because the current International Space Station is good to at least 2024. So, if we're building another one, which you think about it here, we're essentially 9 years away from the retirement of your National Space Station. If they're going to put something else up, they have to start thinking about it. But with the haul capacity that we have, we'll probably be looking towards Mars from there forward. So, interesting discussion. I don't know if it means anything. Maybe it's just this guy was talking on a turn. Who knows? Hey, over in Computer World, there's a good article. It basically says, hey, okay, we've got net neutrality. Now the real work begins. And it goes into all the things that we've kind of talked about on this show. It's the divide between the haves and the haves not, the divide between the city people and the country people. It's the ranking of the U.S. internet service at 26th fastest in the world, or slowest in the world, with an average speed of 33.27 megabits per second, well below the world leader, Singapore, at 111.48 megabits per second for an average size. And it also puts us below countries not known for their tech savvy. Romania, Bulgaria, Macau, that's of course in China, Estonia. These are all areas of the world countries and areas of the world that have much higher internet speed than us. Broadband competition would be welcome because most of us don't have it. And so anyway, this just goes into some of the things that we need to watch out now that we have gotten net neutrality. We need to push to, you know, get the speed up and everything else that goes along with a vibrant internet connectivity and for all of our citizens, not just those that are can afford it or live in a city where there is access. This is tragic. A driver has followed his GPS off a disused / closed bridge, and the driver's wife died in the accident. And the police are scratching their heads trying to figure out how this happened, because he says that this bridge is marked with numerous barricades, including orange barrels and cones, large wood signs stating road closed with orange stripe markings. There are concrete barricades across the road to further indicate the road is closed. But yet this gentleman followed his GPS and drove it off the side of a bridge that didn't exist no more. So again, my good fellow listeners, your GPS is not a substitute for good common sense. Don't drive somewhere where you just don't think it's right, okay? Keep yourself safe out there when you're using these digital tools. There's an article over on Yahoo talking about a leaked pic may reveal the iPad Pro's biggest hardware secret. Of course, the iPad Pro has been talked about coming for a while, but it appears that Apple may, and hold on to your hat here, may have put on a USB port. So it makes you go just a little bit. And it's a side-mounted plug. And unless they're going to have two power plugs, but that's basically the potential here. And this is not this is obviously a prototype. It's not material quality that would be anything that Apple would put out, but it is, looks pretty compelling. That would be kind of cool though, for the first time ever, be able to plug a external device into an iPad. Very, very cool. All right, those of you that are following HBO's Game of Thrones, we all know that the television series will outpace the book series in the final two seasons, but that won't stop George R.R. Martin from working on the books, and actually he has decided not to write any episodes in season 6. So he is going to be focused on, again, writing the books versus doing scripts. So we'll keep an eye out on what these new books are. And I think he's worried he's not going to be able to get them finished in time. So we'll keep advice. All right, if you're running the Windows 10 preview, and if any of you are, I really want to hear from you. There's a new browser that's available. It's a replacement for Internet Explorer. It's called Project Spartan. It is now available for testing. So if you've got a Windows 10 machine or you're running a Windows 10 test, definitely download that browser. Let me know what you think about it. Tell me how responsive it is and how well it works on Geek News Central and my associated sites. I'd love to hear your feedback on it. All right, remember at the this past weekend, we had, actually, I think it was mid-last week, we had one of our astronauts who has a twin brother launch the International Space Station, astronaut Scott Kelly. Identical's twin pulled a fast one on NASA right before his brother blasted off on his one-year mission. NASA Administrator Charles Bolden told Kelly on Monday that he almost had a heart attack when his brother showed up on launch morning without his usual mustache last week. And he said he fooled all of us. Mark Kelly's mustache was the only way he could tell those two folks apart. So, or the two brothers apart. And I'm looking at the brothers and I can tell the difference. You can tell they're twins, but anyway, long story short, they tried to pull a little fast one on NASA, and they didn't do a swaparoo, of course, but it is kind of funny. All right, I found this article today on Dice.com, and I've never been on this website, and it's about IT jobs with the best and worst basically salary ranges. So, you know, my son, I'm trying to steer him a little bit, and I like sharing this kind of stuff when I find it. So today, although 60% of DBAs have a bachelor's degree, 16% have an associate's degree, and 20% have some college. So so IT jobs, specifically a DBA entry level is $59,000 with an average salary of $102,000. If you move on to associate software engineer, entry level is $59,000, average salary $81,000. A programmer, entry level is $49,000, average salary is $82,000. Web developer, 49 entry, 76 average. Software developer, 61 entry, 90,000 average. But the jobs with the worst ROI, graphic designer, entry level 37.5, average salary 52.4. Software QA tester, 51.3 average. Entry is 51.3 and average is 51.3. So must be the software QA testers don't get very much raises. A system administrator, entry is 50.6, average salary 73.6. Help desk is 38.7, average salary is 43.2. So the worst jobs to have in IT space, graphic designer, software QA tester, system administrator, help desk, and the top on the other side was the DBA. So very, very cool. So anyway, I'll have that link up in the show notes for all you guys to check out. Facebook is staying in the game in China, even though Facebook is not in China. Facebook is turning loose their advertising team, trying to basically get Chinese companies to advertise to, you know, the 1.45 billion people that Facebook reaches on the other side of the Great Firewall. They say that from a money standpoint, China has about 400 billion won a year as compared to Facebook's Asia-Pacific ad revenue of about 500 million. So I don't know what the exchange rate is for won, but 100 billion won equals $16.1 billion. So if they're talking about $64 billion in Chinese online ad revenues each year. So that gives you an idea of the kind of money that the Chinese are spending, but Facebook's trying to basically get them engaged on the platform to reach all of us. All right, the federal government wants Reddit to give up personal info on darknet market Redditors. And basically, federal agents want Reddit to turn over this personal data of five prominent Redditors active in the darknet market, subreddit IP address names, and other data about basically they're trying to get the information. Now, apparently in Reddit, there's this group where there is some illegal activity going on. Drug and weapons peddling are happening in some of these darknet markets. And these guys have been, it looks like these five may have been responsible for scamming some money away from some people as well. So anyway, the feds are coming after them and they'll probably be knocking on their door here before the end of the week. In other news, Gmail for Android puts all your accounts in a single inbox. You know, you can do that with the iPhone. So now that's possible with the Gmail for Android. Again, put all your accounts in a single inbox. That way, if you have two or three Gmail accounts, you can link them all up, and you don't have to switch between accounts to reply to email. Article over on space.com talking about after Pluto, where will NASA's New Horizon go? And they've got a couple of targets, specifically in the asteroid belt. That's what looks like where they're going to head. And they're trying to decide between two targets right now. One requires more fuel, which the New Horizon is very limited on at this point. But it'll be curious to see which one they pick from the two. I'm projecting they're going to go the low fuel route into a target that they can reach by 2019 that is essentially a big rock out there in the asteroid belt. Remember, April Fool's is coming. Don't get sucked in on April Fool's. There's going to be lots of people doing foolish stuff, putting foolish stuff up online. So just be aware of that, okay? And don't forget, you're, again, 2 days away from that. And there, it's always fun to read the stuff, but some people have a tendency to get sucked in. All right, I want to talk about these two idiots today who disguise themselves as women, and they basically try to crash the gate at the NSA. Ladies and gentlemen, this is not the location to be doing something stupid. Any military base, if you go through the gate or try to crash the gate, it's going to end badly for you. And in some cases, probably worse than others. But I don't understand what these two were up to. But anyway, NSA in the news invariably today. Obviously, they didn't want to be, but they were. All right, there's a good article on Gizmodo again talking about it's very easy for hackers to steal your IRS account. I didn't even know you could, I shouldn't even say this. I didn't even know you could set up an IRS.gov account. And apparently it's real easy to do so. They don't need a lot of information from a previous tax return. So be aware that you should go to IRS.gov, register your own account so that you can have access to that site when you need to, and also prevent someone for, you know, doing identity theft and filing a tax return on your behalf, and then you basically spending the next year cleaning it up. Albert Einstein was wrong. And this is from a prediction he made about quantum mechanical phenomena known as superpositioning and the waveform collapse. So a team from Australia's Griffith University and Japan's University of Tokyo have proven that both are tangible phenomena, not simple mathematical paradoxes. So what Einstein said, I'm not going to dig too deep in this, but just imagine you take an atom and you split it. And you put one half in one room and the other half in another. And you walk into the other room and the atom would disappear on the other side. You could only see one in a state at a time. Like someone couldn't be in another room looking at it. Long story short, he was wrong. And so what the team did, they split a single photon in half and transmitted it to two separate labs. Upon analysis, they found that the particle not only exists in a superposition state until it's observed, but it never showed up in both labs at the same time. So according to Einstein's understanding of physics, this simply shouldn't have been possible. So I get a little bit of my description wrong here. So now that the researchers have proven that both superposition and wave function collapse are real, basically they can apply those phenomena to the next generation of quantum information processing systems. One of the professors said usually there are two types of quantum information processing. Two types of quantum. University of Tokyo professor applied physics Akira Furushia said there's a qubit type and the digital information processing, and there's a continuous variable, a sort of analog type of quantum information. This stuff's way over my head. Anyway, link will be up in the show notes. Quantum physics. I'm glad these guys get paid the big bucks to do what they do. All right, NASA's confirming the Hubble telescope successor is on time, on budget for 2018. Holy cow, the James Webb Space Telescope is, again, on budget, on time. So that is pretty shocking. Over on Extreme Tech, Elon Musk is saying that he announced today that Tesla will unveil a major new product at its Hawthorne Design Studio on April 30th, and that whatever it is, it won't be a new car. It's a bit odd to be explicitly holding the announcement of a non-car product at Tesla's design headquarters for the new Model S, but some people think it has something to do with the battery product and their deal that they, or this partnership they have with, what is the name of the cable company? SolarCity. And they basically think they're going to be coming out with a battery. We'll see where they're at on that. If you're a Google Plus user, your photos and videos are now available on Google Drive. Those have been moved over there, so be aware of that. The new Pirate Bay blockade has been foiled by some pretty simple DNS options. And the Pirate Bay has been thwarted in a matter of minutes after a court in Spain ordered the country's ISP to block the notorious site on Friday. Users who tweaked their connections to use Google DNS instead of the one provided by their service provider were back on the site in seconds. So, gotta love that. A lot of good it did them to shut down the site. All right, a UK school is threatening to report parents who let their kids play 18-plus games. How many of you let your kids play single-shooter games, that type of stuff? I have to really watch my 11-year-old now because he's wanting to play some of those games, and I don't let him. But they're saying if your child is playing 18, and at least in the UK, this school says if your child is playing 18-rated games such as Call of Duty, Grand Theft Auto, you should report to the police and social services. So that's the message being sent to parents by a group of primary and secondary schools in Cheshire, UK. That's, you know, I think that's going a little too far. But what do you think about the nanny state and the teachers calling social services on you if your kid is playing Call of Duty? I don't know what I think about that. I think there would be words. All right, Amazon is ready to offer pro service for your home. Need a plumber? Tire swap? Amazon's ready to help. The internet giant has launched its promised Amazon Home Service. It's a one-stop shop that lets you order professionals, categories ranging from maintenance to tech support. There's even goat grazing. So lots of services are coming to Amazon, and I'm sure this is a big attack after YP.com, yellowpages.com. If you're a T-Mobile user, T-Mobile uses real-time customer experience for its new coverage map. Anna's playing around with us a little bit. So it is a new way of doing it. They basically have tracked cell phone usage and connectivity and be able to come up with a new type of map. So definitely check that out. I have up the show notes for you. Verizon has told Congress to rein in the FCC's power over internet providers. So they're not going to go to court, but it looks like they're going to cry to Congress. So that's basically a letter whining by the CEO of Verizon, basically saying they've gotten too much power and too much power over internet providers, and what they have done is ridiculous. This is the tack that that Verizon has taken. Now, switching gears here from that topic to this, Amazon is testing courier drones in Canada to avoid U.S. hassle. They basically got sick of trying to get approval to test the United States, so they went up by British Columbia to do it there, and they're getting their testing done. Finally, in the articles tonight, and again, a little short on articles tonight, but former feds in Silk Road case stand accused of stealing bitcoins. So yes, two feds that were involved in the case over Silk Road tried to launder about $800,000 worth of bitcoins, and knowing that the Japanese Mt. Gox site was going to be shut down, basically bought some stuff at a high I'm not sure. Anyway, he was subject to make money off of the seizure of the site and the shutdown of the site. So crazy stuff. Two feds in prison or in custody. Going to go see the judge here in a few days. All right, let me go ahead and look at this here. Today's date is the 30th. The last show would have been on Thursday night, the 26th. So what we got here? All right, so I got an email from Jeff. He says, hey, Todd, LG G4 could launch in late April, and this is a link he provided me to over on CNET. Thanks for that. So if you're an LG user and you're interested in G4, be aware in the Chicago area. Could be coming very, very in late April, at least. where did I get Chicago from? That's funny. All right, I'm getting punchy. Nowhere in Chicago, everywhere the LG 4 could be available. I'm tripping here. All right, Apple Watch TV commercial. Someone saw one on TBS during the NCAA men's basketball game, and they said it was a nice commercial. So anyway, now Jeff, thanks for telling me about the Apple Watch commercial. I've kind of changed my mind. I think I'm going to hold on getting the Apple Watch. And at this point, I just think it's a good idea to wait. and see how the response is. Don't need to get every gadget first thing, so save some extra cash too, which is good. So I'm going to hold my gadget, and I'm going to stick with my my Microsoft device here. All right, that's it for email. And again, apologize for the short show, but just kind of, I'm at that still jet lag point, and it's no sense to even go any further. If you've got comments on tonight's show, geeknews@gmail.com, geeknews@gmail.com. Voicemail is available on the website if you want to leave a comment. And of course, you can follow me on Twitter @geeknews as well. And if you want to become an insider, please do so. Thanks for being here. And geez, where did I come up with that Chicago thing? That was crazy. Anyway, everyone take care. We'll see you next time. Aloha.